Well, in ish law fella porrick at all in new beg kyol dosa August cracker food natira. Parades are in full swing at home and abroad, and we're joined now by our reporters here in Ireland for a quick whip around. First we head to Galway, and our Western correspondent Pat McGrath is there where the parade started at 11:30. What's happening now, Pat?
Well, the dust is just beginning to settle on the 2025 staging of the Galway St. Patrick's Day Parade. Keen, it kind of wrapped up and passed the final floats, passing the reviewing stand in Eyre Square in the last 5 minutes or so. Definitely one of the biggest parades seen here in recent years. Over 3,200 participants, 70 different sports groups, clubs, cultural organisations, businesses and visiting delegations involved in the event. And it's always hard to put a number on the amount of people lining the route from University Road to Eyre Square, but ballpark, let's say between 40 and 50,000 seems to be the agreed estimate.
Quite
on
a
the
number
amount of people who turned out. Yeah, not too bad at all, not too shabby. The rain stayed away. It's a cloudy day, but it's dry and crisp here. The seagulls beginning to swoop. There was Grand Marshal. Was Sharon Shannon, and she was joined on the open top bus by a surprise guest who got a title by the end of the day, Eugene Levy, the star of American Pie and Schitt's Creek. He's in Ireland at the moment filming a travel documentary, I understand, for Apple TV. Now, he was been shielded from the public to a large extent. They must be holding their powder dry till the programme itself airs, whenever that happens. But he did make a brief appearance and slipped into the crowd then a little while later. But he did get the title of International Guest of Honour, fleetingly, but he got the title anyway. So a great day had by all here at the Galway Parade.
Well, dry weather in Galway. Now, that's news. Pat McGrath, thank you. Now, from the West to our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey. Sinead, you'll be in Westmeath later. What's happening there?
Yes, right across the Midlands, parades now in full swing, but some got a head start and broke with tradition, and many held actually parades yesterday. In Longford Town, for example, an evening parade and festival took place. That was all part of efforts to boost the local nighttime economy. And in Delvin in County Westmeath, there was a huge crowd out yesterday for the parade yesterday afternoon. Tullamore got things off early in County Offaly today. They kick-started their parade at about 11:30. And among the special guests there were Ireland Rugby Sevens Olympic Jordan Conroy and the Offaly All-Ireland Under-20 Hurling Champions Dan Burke, Dan Ravenhill and Killian Martin. Athlone's parade, that's also just finishing up. It was led by the Army Band, very much a community-based parade celebrating diversity and inclusion. And local man Mark Finlay, who celebrates 40 years with the Order of Malta this year, he was the Grand Marshal. And organisers of the parade said they really wanted to recognise him and the great work that the Order of Malta do in towns and villages right up and down the country. Mullingar have a later start. They're getting underway this afternoon at 3:00. They had a half marathon in the town this morning, so people beginning to gather now for the parade. Last year there was around about 60 floats there, and the theme this year is celebrating Mullingar's sporting heritage. And in Port Laois, they had their parade earlier on. That's the largest parade in County Laois. Hundreds gathered out for that parade. And this afternoon then there's parades in towns and villages, Mount Mellick, Rosnallis and Port Arlington. So lots to look forward to still.
Certainly lots to look forward to. Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey, thank you. Well, finally, we travel eastwards to the capital. Arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is in Dublin. Evelyn, ta tú amalia a chlia, ca will tú anish, ca ta ag tarlú.
Cared not well at Thorley when Shaw, Green Laurel and Cawrach and Shaw talking to you from the top of a bus here on Dame Street. And we are knee deep in the parade at this point. Mockness have just gone by us with their stunning Thuris Alf. Always a welcome return here for Mockness. Spree have just gone by with a Pirate Queen kind of theme to their one. The Grapevine High School Band have just gone by. And really, it's striking, Cian. 14 marching bands here, many from America and beyond. I met one little girl in the crowd, an 11-year-old from Alaska, here with her mother to support her sister, who is here with 160 children or pupils from the Alaska Colony High School there for the marching band. So it just gives you a sense of the scale of all this. We are, as I said, knee-deep here on Dame Street with it at this point. And the crowds are cheering. Victoria Smurfit is the Grand Marshal. She's doing a great job, waving and smiling. She's just got out of the car there. She's greeting the crowds. And the energy here, I have to say, is quite remarkable.
I can feel that energy in the background. You can hear it. You can't escape it. The microphone can't escape it. But today marks President Michael D. Higgins' last St. Patrick's Day parade. What was he saying?
Yes, and the last one is Uachtaráin. Very poignant, I suppose, for him. He joined the crowd there up on O'Connell Street. He's got a seat there, the stand there, and he spoke to reporters beforehand just to talk about it and what it means to him. And I suppose he's reflecting a little bit on the years that have led to this final kind of event on Patrick's Day as the Uachtaráin. So here's just a little flavour of what he had to say about the significance of today.
Well, I must say that when I think about it, Sabina and I, over the last 14 years, Sabina's right. The public space has been where people have been just wonderful, generous, and so supportive. And I think it has been a great privilege to have been President of Ireland, and I'm very, very, very pleased to this. I'm very grateful for the great support that came from the public. And it's, as Sabina said, this is great. It is in the public world that the Irish people are at their best, I think.
President Michael D. Higgins there. Evelyn, what's been your favourite part of this year's parade?
Well, I have to say, just talk to people as make your way along the streets, and everybody has a different reason for being here. I met this beautiful woman come in from Peru. She's living in Germany now, celebrating her birthday here, Estelle, and she said, I just wanted to be in Ireland because I was here in 2022 and there was nothing like standing at the Patrick's Day parade. And you know, you just get a sense of what it really means to people. I suppose that's really the striking part. Just to say, the Garda Síochána band is behind me there, you can probably hear them. So this parade carries on for another good while here. Over 4,000 performers have to get their moment here in the streets. And then there's a Cayley Moore happening, for example, in Merrion Square this afternoon. Lots more events happening, stretching across to Custom House Quay. There's a fun fair there, Cian, and families are welcome to come and join in at the fun there. So lots of colour, lots of spectacle. But for me, it's the chatting. It's the meeting people in the crowds and them explaining. A woman came from Vancouver with her friends. She said, I heard the biggest part in the world is in Dublin and I wanted to be at it. So what can you say to that?
What can you say, indeed? Such a fantastic event and spectacle. Arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, thanks for joining us from Dublin City Centre there. Well, now